This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Join us on the radio waves. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and you may Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm, and those are the ways that you can bring up whatever you want to discuss. Now, of course, we always bring things in to talk about as well, because that's kind of our responsibility here. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We're going to start out with an update on what was a major case, and I guess continues to be. You probably recall, because this story went nationwide. I mean, unlike most police abuse videos, most of which are much worse than this one, and much less publicized than this one, this thing went big. The Utah nurse. Remember
yeah,
that one?
Yeah, sure.
It happened like
3 weeks ago, maybe?
No. It actually happened before that, but the video hadn't come out yet. Okay. It happened, I think it was this summer. The video had not been released. The police department's own video. So it was police body cameras that captured this. Now, there were security cameras in the hospital as well, but
those don't usually have audio.
Correct. So we actually got the audio from the police body cameras. And just to recap, in case you didn't see this video, again, it was very viral. This got distributed all over the place. Because the victim in this case, the nurse, who was roughed up by this cop, who's ironically named Payne, Detective Payne, Jeff Payne. This nurse got roughed up and was obviously not in the wrong in any way, shape, or form. I mean, clearly. She was just trying to do her job, mm-hmm. which is, of course, the police's long-running excuse for their violence. But she was trying to do her job and protect a patient from these officers.
Well, and she would have been committing a crime had she done what they told her.
Would it have been a crime, or would it have been just a violation of her work duties?
No, that's rules. A crime, because then you're doing, like, random. And there is a difference between, like, negligence, if they mess up a procedure or something, versus just outright doing an unauthorized procedure that you know is unauthorized. You can't commit battery on someone just because they're your patient.
Right. And this
and
this
stabbing them with a needle, if there's no medical reason for that.
Correct. And also invading his privacy while doing that. So they wanted him, or they wanted her, to take this man's blood. There was a car accident involving the this person.
Also might not be the best idea for somebody who's already bleeding out, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know what his status was at that moment, but
if you just put a cup underneath it, is it cool then?
It would have been against the policy.
Legally, yeah.
Okay.
It would have been against.
She still can't.
Yeah, it would have been against the policy of the hospital to do this unless the police had a warrant, or they had a
They would have to he had to have been under arrest, which would mean that they would need probable cause.
Right, and he was not. He was not under arrest. There was no warrant to seize his blood. And there was a third thing, and I don't remember what it was. But either way, she was refusing because it was the hospital policy for her to tell these cops, hey, no,
it was also the law.
Right, we can't do this. And so the cop then got real mad, and she had her supervisor on the phone. The supervisor was trying to explain this to the cop as well, and he was just like, F this, and then, you know, went ahead and arrested her. Roughed her up while in the process, and the video went viral. Now, here's the latest from photographyisnotacrime.com. Just 2 days after he was fired on Tuesday, this is what I've actually had that story in my show prep for a while. We just haven't gotten to it yet. So, yes, the cop was fired, which is very rare that police will be fired in any instance where they're alleged to have done something untoward. It's very rare that they get fired. And
half the time when they do, they get rehired because the union has managed to fight for
the. Well, and the reason why this turned out the way it did, as far as I can tell, is that the otherwise would-be victim or attempted victim was a cop himself. She didn't know that, so she's still cool. but by me.
You're saying the person who they wanted to get the blood from.
Yeah, and my speculation is that they wanted to get his blood to prove that he was sober.
Hmm. He was the victim, though, right? Like,
right. And that's all she knew.
In the car crash, yeah. His car was the
like,
one.
He got run over by, his car yeah. got run over by like a truck, like a real truck, like an 18-wheeler or something like that. So, but she didn't know that. She just knew there's this guy. She didn't know he was a cop.
I see.
She knew he was in a car accident.
He ended up dying, by the way. That guy, the victim, he passed away. So the story here is that, guess what? And that's right. He's trying to get his job back. Filed an appeal to get his job back late Thursday last week. His argument, had it not been for the camera, and there were more than one, by the way. There was his and then another officer was on the scene. He would still have a job. Jeff Payne and his attorney, Greg Swords, appealed the termination on Thursday and requested a hearing before the Salt Lake City Civil Service Commission. Scordis claims that his client would have... they just changed this attorney's name from one paragraph to another. It's either Swords or Scordis. Anyway, the attorney claims his client would have never been fired if Payne's body camera footage had not received so much attention on news and social media.
That's true.
True statement.
Yeah.
Payne was dispatched to the university hospital to collect blood from an unconscious man who was injured after a suspect in a high-speed police chase crashed into his vehicle. Since the victim wasn't responsible for the crash, Payne was presumably sent to retrieve blood with the hope of finding a substance in the victim's system to relieve Salt Lake City Police Department of liability from a lawsuit after pursuing the driver who caused the crash.
Okay, that also makes sense.
Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown fired Payne Tuesday after an internal affairs investigation found that Payne violated department policy when he forcibly handcuffed and arrested...
They leave that part out, just kind of conveniently.
When he forcibly arrested and handcuffed Alex Wibbles, who was the nurse in this case, dragging the screaming nurse out of the hospital. Quote, you demonstrated extremely poor professional judgment, especially for an officer with 27 years of experience, which calls into question your ability to effectively serve the public and the department, wrote Chief Brown in the termination letter. Zing. But he had to. You know, the chief, most of the time the chiefs will go and defend their man. Mm-hmm. They will you know, conduct some sort of lame-o investigation, and then the investigation will come back.
And this is what I tell people all the time. The system doesn't like cops any more than I do. In fact, I would allege that they care less about cops than I do.
Now, why would you say that? Because, I mean, you are pretty harsh towards police. You're saying the system is harsher towards cops?
Because the system doesn't look at them as... Well, they protect them when it's convenient. They also throw them under the bus when it's convenient,
that's true.
Whether they're right or wrong. The system looks at them as any other property that the system thinks it
they're
owns.
They're a tool. They're the police.
And they will dispose and use of them as is convenient.
That's true.
If
that's
a cop
true.
Stops being a cop, I just assume let him walk. I don't have any... I'm against-ish going after cops after they retire or repent or whatever, even if they don't repent, if they just stop being a cop.
When you say going after, you mean...
In any way. Unless okay. they've done something... I mean, if they still have a pending civil suit against them for something specific they did, yes, pursue that. But as far as retaliatory after the fact, if we ever achieve a free society, should we go after all the cop people who used to be cops? Should we Nuremberg that... My opinion, no. I don't get to make that call, mm-hmm. but my opinion, no. I don't have any desire to just use them as... I mean, I only want to do anything to them so that they stop aggressing. If they
well,
do that,
refreshing.
I don't have any... I thought that was obvious. I don't have any desire to use them as tools outside of just stop aggressing, and I'll do whatever I have to do.
So you're willing to forgive? You're willing to forgive a cop who has
I don't know
aggressed.
If I call that forgiveness, but I see no reason...
If a cop stops aggressing, whether they're sorry or not, you're willing to forgive that officer.
I don't know if I call that forgiveness, because like, I'm still not going to hang out with a retired cop who still is...
You don't have to hang out with somebody who you forgive. Forgiveness is for you. Forgiveness isn't for the other person.
I think she likes the term.
she likes what term?
I said I don't think she likes
oh, she does.
I mean, it depends on how you're defining right. that, I guess. That's yeah. not how I would define it. But I, you know, it's not aggression, but retaliatory against a cop who's no longer a threat holds no value to me. It does to the system. It just they look at them like I look at, you know, my screwdriver. I just use it when I want.
Yeah,
it,
I mean, I get what you're saying.
If it gains me to melt it down into a raw
you're
metal,
right.
I'll
the
do that.
The state's going to throw a cop under the bus. You're right about that. But they do everything they can to avoid doing that. I mean, they go above and beyond to protect these guys in most
cases.
But
it's not because they value the
cop. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us.
Called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Petey stopped eating and all of his hair fell out.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over.
DINOVITE .com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy.
It's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He is not in pain.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching due to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE .com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited. Join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Jeff Payne, the officer who was fired last week after the Salt Lake City Police Department determined that they their public image would be better off without him after he physically roughed up a nurse. You might remember that story from several weeks ago. We'll tell you more about what's going on with that because he's appealing his firing. He says he wants his job back. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If it weren't for those
cameras. He also wants the ambulance driving job, too.
That's correct. That was his part-time job that he had. If it weren't for those darn body cameras, he'd still have his job, is basically his argument. We'll tell you more about it. You can join us here as well. It's Ian, Melanie, and Mark as we go to your calls in just a moment. But I also want to let you know about Dash. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you can join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast. It can be private and easy, as well as fees are low and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. Speaking of momentum with Dash, it was earlier this year that the Bitcoin vending machine out in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, added Dash to their lineup. And then Manchester had a vending machine there that also added Dash. And Keene should be next. We are working behind the scenes.
That's great.
Right now, the folks over at Lamassu Bitcoin ATMs, they have changed their software. They've updated. They're in a beta right now. And I don't want to wait until the beta's over. I want to get into it right away because people want options. They want something besides Bitcoin, especially with all the Bitcoin scariness on the horizon. The potential, you know, for disaster is looming when it comes to Bitcoin next month. Maybe it won't be a disaster. Maybe it'll be a wonderful boon. But either way, people need to have choices, and Dash is another option. It's a great one. So check it out.
Really used a lot here in New Hampshire, too.
It is, within the activist community. Dash.org, you can go there and learn more about that. We'll tell you more about this cop and why he wants his job back. But first, Johnny is on the line in Auburn, New York. Johnny, you're on Free Talk Live. Sure. You're not listening to WAUB tonight, are you? Because I think they only carry us on the weekends.
No, I'm here. I'm live, kid. I'm right here. I'm right with you.
Yeah, I know you're live. It claims here you're listening on WAUB.
I listen on WAE, but I don't hear that, but I know your number, and I call you, and I was told that you would be here tonight, so I'm calling.
Yes, we are here. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, listen. I got something very important to say. First of all, as you well know, because I've called in several times, I'm the author of The Autistic Holocaust, and I'm not selling my books because I don't need to. I've already sold enough books. I'm calling because I'm telling people not to get the flu shot. If you guys get the flu shot, you're crazy.
I've never done it.
I did it twice. It's the sickest I've ever been.
You're smart.
What about you, Melanie? Have you done the flu shot?
I've never done it for something like...
Yes, her name is Melanie. Go ahead, Melanie.
Yeah, for something like the flu, it just doesn't seem... Because there's risks to all pharmaceuticals, and I am by no means a doctor. So, like, to protect yourself from something like polio, the risks seem justified, but the flu, where it's just going to suck for a week.
Listen, I'm going to break it down. I'm going to break it down like this. I'm going to read something right out of my book, and this is by Michael T. Ohlstrom. And this is by The Efficacy and Effectiveness of Influenza Vaccines, a Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis, The Lancet, 2012, by the way, this is published. And this is, I got an AMA medical style. No published meta-analysis have addressed efficacy and effectiveness of licensed influenza vaccines in the U.S. with highly specific diagnostic tests to confirm influenza. By the way, we've been lied to by the government, okay?
But no, we've been lied to by the government. I'm not going to pretend like I know exactly what you just said means. Although I will say, if I was immunocompromised or if I had a child who was, which children are almost by definition, I would look into it more. I don't know what decision I would look into it.
If you're allergic to eggs, you cannot get a flu shot because that's how they make those mothers. Okay, you
cannot get a flu shot. But if
they
make them out of eggs,
millions of eggs, and it's a terrible situation. It's a nightmare.
All right, but it's on the screening, screening question.
You should hear what diners across America do to eggs.
Oh, this is for the CDC. Listen, saying that last year the influenza shot was 9% effective. Nine, okay?
Yeah, right.
That means
this is the thing is that
got a flu shot and didn't do anything for him. And they risk, oh, but Joan Beecher, you know who Joan Beecher is? She was paralyzed. She was a nursing professor in Minnesota Southern State University. She was paralyzed in her second flu shot.
So
nobody told her she could be paralyzed.
They say it's 9% effective, meaning you have a 1 in 10 chance of not getting the flu if you were going to get the flu?
So the people that make
that
means if 90 people came in, they wouldn't be helped by the flu shot. That's what the CDC is telling us. And that's admission by the CDC. Okay?
The doctors that put together the flu shot, they have to do it months in advance, trying to guess
but the
how...
The doctors don't do it. The pharmaceutical companies do it, and they make billions of dollars doing it. That's why they do it.
Company.
That's why they push that.
Frank,
that's what I'm talking against.
Understood.
Wait a minute. I thought I saw a sign that said they were free. How the hell are they making billions of dollars?
Signs are lies. Those are based on your...
Okay, hold on, dude. You can't... I'm just going to put you on hold because there's just too much shouting going on. I can't hear two people talking at the same time, and I apologize. Melanie, what were you saying?
There are a lot of signs at places like Walgreens and Hannaford's or wherever.
What do they want you to do?
Say that it's free. What is actually the case is that many people do not have a copay if they have insurance.
Okay.
So that they may be able to get any immunization for, quote, free, but you're paying the premiums. But if you just walk in with no insurance, they're not giving away flu shots. They are selling flu shots.
So there's an asterisk.
And they're charging the insurance company anyway. Anytime you see a sign that says something's free, just don't believe that stuff.
Well, I mean, generally, I don't believe that, but it wouldn't surprise me if, like, the government was subsidizing these things, right? Like, that wouldn't surprise me.
Well, I mean, they are if you people come in with Medicaid and Medicare, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, so the pharmaceutical companies have to guess what's going to happen months in advance as far as the evolution of the flu virus.
Oh, really?
And they, they generally fail to do that, although they have some level of success. I wouldn't doubt his number at 9%. I guess the question that one would have, again, I'll never get another flu shot. Mm. The two flu shots I've had are the sickest I've ever been in my life. A 102.7 degree temperature is enough to kill you.
Don't vaccines work by actually infecting you with, like, some sort of weakened version?
I don't think that's
There are two vaccines, actually. One's been pulled. I forgot what the other one is. There was the inhalant version of the flu shot, which people were stupid for getting because the shot version also existed. The inhalant version had live viruses that were weakened. The shot version is a dead virus vaccine, which is what most vaccines... there's like two in the U.S. and one now because the other one's been pulled.
Johnny, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that up because this is the time of the year when they're pushing that stuff. I mean, that's not a big...
I mean, although generally speaking, vaccines are good. Polio sucks.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. I bet there's people out there who vehemently disagree with that statement.
I'm sure there are. That's why I said it.
More coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustained winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 after 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want, whether it be the police abusing peaceful people or the flu shot and people's concerns about that. We've talked about those already. You can always bring up anything you want as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm.
So, my Blink Home security system's functioning great. This morning I was looking through my updates of movement in my house. I have it set for certain times, otherwise it'd be going off all the time. But it's great because I get this video, I know what's going on, and if I wanted to right now, and maybe I will during the break, I don't know, just go and check in on the cameras that are at my house and see what's going on. It was easy to install. It took me about 10 minutes, even with my router system, which is a little more complicated than you might imagine. It's got an app that goes with it, and it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras. They even have a little light in case the lights are off. Let you know who you're looking at.
The light does a good job of lighting up the room that mine's in.
Yeah, it really does the job. And we got you a deal. You can get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge for one. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. It's blinkprotect.com/FTL. At these kind of prices, you really can't say you can't afford home security. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
All right, so we can go to your calls and thoughts about what you want. Let's talk to Tom. He's in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, gentlemen and lady.
What's on your mind?
Speaking to the lady, you might be surprised with who you're hanging out with. You know, I've been hanging out with these guys on the air, at least, for a number of years. And going on five, gentlemen.
And what?
I've been hanging out with
on five.
You.
Going on 5 years.
Wow. Okay.
Been hanging out with you, Melanie, since you've been on. So you're hanging out with the retired cop. We're not all that bad.
Well, she did she was willing to forgive retired cops.
Right, right. Well, I wanted to find out if that was something that had evolved, because one of the ladies on the air, and I can't remember if it was you, Melanie, was advocating for killing cops on site at one point.
That was Melanie. That you?
Okay, so that was, there's only a couple people on Earth who will say that. I wouldn't phrase it that I was advocating it, but I don't know that I can argue that too much. So cops still cops are aggressors, and therefore whether or not it's otherwise moral and whether or not it's otherwise a good plan, because they're aggressors at all times, you can't aggress against them. Now, if someone repents from that, then I will treat them as any other person. If someone retires from that, I will treat them as a non-threat, as long as they're not otherwise a threat.
You know, a lot of jurisdictions are doing something called consolidating their first responders in public safety. And it usually works somewhat well. I don't advocate for doing that because there's a lot of specialties within each first responder group that really puts a lot on one individual.
Well, that gets weird with HIPAA, too. If I tell the paramedic something, is that admissible? Like,
Right, right. But what I was going to say to you is, you know, police and firemen have always been in lead with one another. Most police want to be firemen, and a lot of firemen want to be police, and we all feel like we chose the wrong profession. But being in lead with one another, Melanie, you're sitting right next to one of our comrades right there with Mark.
Well, Mark's not a cop. Mark's a firefighter. Firefighters don't typically...
We're in league together. Mark will tell you. He's got a badge in his wallet, I'm sure, and he knows what professional courtesy is, and we look out for one another, even though we're not hanging out at
We make jokes about badges, and I guess we're not entirely clear about that, because it's not necessarily a philosophical article as much as it's a joke. Like, I've had jobs that had badges. A badge is just a thing you have at a job. The problem becomes when you say that you have extra human rights because of the badge. If I'd have said that about any of my badges at grocery stores or at the public defender's office, people would have laughed in my face, and that's the appropriate response.
I've never advocated any extra rights whatsoever. In fact, if anything, we have less rights, and by law in Maryland, if you're a cop, you're not afforded a lot of the privileges that regular citizens are afforded. For example, you're a police officer, your peace cannot be disturbed in any way, shape, or form at any time. So, you know, once you take that oath and you swear into office, people can do whatever they want in terms of trying to disturb your peace, but it cannot be disturbed. So I would take issue with doing that.
Well, and there are different, I kind of like to divide into kind of lawful evil and chaotic evil cops. So there's the cops in St. Tammany who are just going to do whatever and not care. And then there's Keene PD who, while they go around enforcing victimless crimes, and so they're wrong for that, absolutely. You can kind of, it's more like the mafia in that you can kind of plan it for the most part, not always.
If I act this way, nothing will happen.
If
I could, before we run out of time, let me read real quickly a letter I wrote to a friend of mine earlier in the week. I think it will really sum up exactly how you're feeling. You get an idea how I feel. I wrote, "Dear Doc, I heard you say that the LVMPD, talking about Las Vegas, would not lie to the public. Please know that, like a person with sepsis, law enforcement agencies nationwide are in critical condition relative to corruption and lack of integrity. There is an internal war that has been going on for many decades. The bad cops, like bacteria and other foreign invaders in the body, are gaining on the good cops, the white blood cells, for example, and the situation is critical. The federal law enforcement agencies are the most corrupt, and the local elected sheriff's departments are the least corrupt in most cases. So please know that police and law enforcement agencies cannot always be counted on to tell the truth." I reference Ephesians 6:12 from the Christian Bible. I think it sums it up the best. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." But I think we agree mostly, Melanie.
Right, and is it saying that you can't trust cops, to me, that's not the most indicting thing you can say about them. I mean, there's probably three people on Earth who I would trust. And, like, that's just something I would say of pretty much any human. You shouldn't trust them. Well, of course you shouldn't trust them. That's not because they're a cop. It's because they're a person. The fact that they, and I mean, there are worse and less worse cops. That is clearly the case. But somebody who is going to go every day and get up, or 5 days a week or whatever it is, and get up and say, today I'm going to go out and threaten people for victimless crimes, that is aggression, and I don't see how...
But Melanie, if it weren't for the good cops like myself who were out there mitigating what is going on, what do you think you would be left with? Even the firefighters like Mark, you know, they're keeping an eye on cops, and cops are keeping, you know...
Okay, but as far as I know, Mark's not going around enforcing victimless crimes. He's putting out fires.
No, but he's not going to let a cop do something awful to a citizen. The cop's going to know a firefighter is there, and the bad cops are going to do their dirt away from another public official.
But nine times out of ten, there's no good firefighter standing nearby to protect somebody.
Right, no, but the argument you're making is
standing by to keep the bad cops from going crazy.
And what happened in the case with the Utah nurse is there were at least two other cops there who stood by and did absolutely nothing when Detective Payne.
Cowardice. And
the ones that do get either fired or killed.
I don't know what the ranking situation was. You know, that sometimes
he was the older guy.
He was the ranking officer.
He was ranking.
Well,
for
and the argument that you're making is that it's okay to commit aggression as long as you're committing less aggression than the people around you. I mean, this is kind of the internment camp argument that Walter Block makes, where it's okay to run a death camp as long as you're killing less people than the next guy.
You're doing so much to, I wouldn't say mitigate, but to undermine and to be subversive against what we see as the oppressive system. You might be proud of some of the cops.
I think that's true. I know that's true.
I absolutely believe that's true.
We've talked to those officers, and Tom, thanks for the call tonight. Unfortunately, they have to do it, as he was describing, quietly, because if they come out publicly...
But you also have to commit aggression on your way to doing that.
If they come out publicly, then they'll be punished, then they'll be targeted, then they'll be threatened, they'll be fired, they'll be possibly attacked. So many of the... If there are good cops out there, most of them are scared about coming out publicly with how good they are. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank patsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dynavite.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and we've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm with you tonight. You've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. You can talk about anything you want to discuss. We haven't really gotten to the meat of the story here with the Utah cop detective who was fired last week over the situation involving the nurse that he roughed up on video. You may recall that story from a few weeks back. We got more because he wants his job back, and we'll tell you the rest of the story coming up. You can also join us at 855-450-FREE like freedom. Let's go to Smokes, calling from Auburn, New York. Smokes, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey, Smokes, what's on your mind today?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to say that I got to get my first question out the way, double brief, not just single brief, and that I called your show last night, but I've actually never heard it. But I actually like you guys, because when I talked to you last night, I like the way you conversate, man.
Well, thanks. How is it that you called the show without ever having heard it before? Did you just, like, find our phone number online, or, like,
yeah,
I want to call Talk Radio?
I seen your number written on someone's calendar.
Huh. Okay.
And I called it because I was bored.
All right, well, here we are, and there you are. Go ahead with your thoughts.
This actually was not a thought. It was more of a question. I mean, there's a thought behind it, but it's a question to you or whoever's there. What's your name, Melanie? And
Mark.
What's your name?
I'm Ian, Mark. And then Mark's across the table from me, and Melanie is here as well.
All right, so we got Melanie, Mark, and Ian.
Yep,
but it changes up.
Yeah, so every night we have different co-hosts in. Mostly it's me and Mark in here, and then there's a third person that joins us to kind of freshen up the conversation. So what was your question?
All right, so the one was about time, man. I was looking at a clock, and I was wondering, I mean, the Earth doesn't spin at the same speed all the time, and it doesn't rotate the Earth at the same speed all the time, and setting a clock back an hour or setting it forward an hour wouldn't really change that every year. So why do we perceive time as what we see as numbers on a clock? Like, why do you guys start your show at 6 p.m.? You know what I mean? Like, why do we understand time as what it is when that's an illusion?
Time is relative, isn't it? I mean, if you look at, for instance, a person with a very short lifespan, so a child or a teenager or something like that, time mm-hmm. moves slower for those people than it does in perspective for those who are older, say in their middle age or, you know, senior years or something like that, where, you know, if you are 15, 5 years of your life is one-third of your entire life, whereas if you are 30, 5 years of your life is one-sixth of your entire life. And so, you know, time is a very interesting concept that, you know, is sort of handy for humans to be able to kind of understand the world, this sort of three-dimensional space that we live in. I don't know if that answers your question.
So you think time is relative to each specific individual?
There is a whole thing about relativity.
It's convenient to have a system where we can all meet up and be at the same place at the same time. Like, we have to start the show when they give us air time, and I can't just be like, well, I feel like it's 7 o'clock, so therefore I'm going to cut off this other show.
You can't just bust into Alex Jones or,
And I mean, I'm opposed to daylight savings time because that's completely pointless and I hate it.
Right.
And, you know, but...
Right. Well, daylight savings time illustrates that it's not time that matters; it's the measurement of time that matters. So we all agree on
that's
the measurement.
That's all time is.
Whether or not, like, you know, if you're traveling near the speed of light, you can still see the measurement of time as it is relative to, you know, traveling not at the speed of light or whatever.
Unless you're blind, you're always going to perceive what you see. I mean, as long as you can see the lights and you can differentiate between the colors and the images and the depth, I mean. You're always going to perceive time, but that doesn't mean it's like a real thing.
No, time is a measurement,
time,
and that's what
time
Mark
is a real thing, but it's not a physical object.
That's correct. Time is an idea that humans created to help understand the world, and as Melanie was saying, to make it easier for people to have appointments with one another, that they can get things done more more effectively.
But people talk about the measurement of time far more than they talk about time.
That's all it is. That's all time is.
No, time isn't the measurement of time. The measurement of time is something we agree upon. We're going to start at six minutes after 7. That is an agreement on the measurement of time. And we're not talking about time. Time is something that's discussed by people who are stoned.
Well, that's okay. Busted.
I heard a caller that called in last night, and I wanted to say something about something, because he was asking about, he said he was a Marine, and he was concerned about people kneeling during the national anthem. And I want to say that I am a black man, right? But personally, I think that's a publicity stunt. I mean, why would you care about a black man getting shot by a white man with a badge on, but he was never kneeling for anybody else dying anywhere else on the entire planet before? He don't care about anybody. There's black people dying all over the whole planet every day, and he wasn't kneeling for none of them. That's all I'm saying. And I remember you said that they're showing respect by kneeling and putting their hands over their heart, and as opposed to they can do whatever they want. I mean, he can lay down and masturbate in the field is exactly what you said. Personally, I don't care whether the man stand kneel or put a finger in his butt. What does it matter? Why is it such a big deal to everybody?
I don't know, man. I mean, the reason why people think it's a big deal is because they are brainwashed into nationalism, and anybody who disrespects their nationalist symbols, like their precious flag and their police and their military and their jets and their bombs and, you know, everything, they just look down on folks like that. Hey, Smokes, good call. Thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue here, speaking of the police, let's get back into the story with Detective Jeff Payne, who has, through his attorney, gone ahead and filed an appeal to try to get his job back as of late Thursday. This is the cop who got in some hot water, got fired ultimately because he roughed up a nurse at one of the Salt Lake City hospitals. Payne was dispatched there originally to collect blood from an unconscious man who was injured after a suspect in a high speed police chase crashed into his vehicle. Since the victim wasn't responsible, Payne was presumably sent to retrieve the blood with hope of finding a substance in the victim's system to relieve the Salt Lake City Police Department of liability from a lawsuit after going after that driver who ended up causing the crash. Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown fired Payne, saying he demonstrated extremely poor professional judgment. Lieutenant James...
Which is not what I would be told if I kidnapped somebody while I was at work.
Lieutenant James Tracy, Payne's supervisor who ordered Payne to arrest Alex Wibbles if she didn't cooperate, plans to appeal Brown's decision to demote him from lieutenant to officer in front of the Civil Service Commission. The commission consists of three members that hear appeals from the Fire Department of Police employees who argue disciplinary action was unfair. During a hearing, the city is tasked with proving that disciplinary action was fair and based in facts. Payne will have an opportunity to call witnesses and present his own evidence to support his claim that losing his job was unfair. So if he was just following orders, is that going to be enough of a... And I mean, they're claiming here that the video was the reason why he lost his job. And that's a true statement, because had it just been the word of the hospital staff versus the cops would have been believed, it would have been an open and shut case, and they'd have brushed that one under the rug. But they do have this damning video, and they have it from more than one angle, so that's, you know, pretty clear as far as facts in the case are concerned. But will this officer get to go in front of this commission, and will he be successful if he argues that, well, look, Lieutenant Tracy told me to arrest her. I was just doing what I was told. You can't fire me for just following orders.
Do you think he should be fired if he was just following orders?
Yes.
Okay. What about Lieutenant Tracy?
Yeah, I think you ought to fire Lieutenant Tracy as well. And it's interesting
that
he hasn't.
What about all the other police officers that were standing around and let him do it?
I think there's an argument for it.
Yep. Right. So this detective is
Payne.
By no means wet behind the ears, right? Like
he's old. He's losing his hair.
He didn't just show up on the police force
27 years. 27-year veteran.
He should be responsible for knowing the law, at least as it pertains to a relatively innocuous situation like this. That he can't just grab a nurse for following the rules as they're laid out between the Salt Lake City Police Department and the hospital.
Yeah.
And, shove her into a cop car and kind of rough her up in the process. He can't do that. And it doesn't matter who gives the order.
He did do it. He shouldn't be able to get away with it.
What I would remind people is that the butcher of Nuremberg, Domjanjak, I think I've got the name right here. I might be wrong. I might be wrong on any of this, but I can generally we're right. Is these people that ran concentration camps during the Nazi regime? And yeah, I'm going full on Godwin's Law here.
They were held responsible.
They were held responsible, even though their superiors gave them the order.
Right.
Or are we supposed to let all of Nazi Germany get away with things simply because Hitler killed himself? Well, we can't hold the one person who's responsible because he killed himself. We think, maybe. We're not sure whether he killed himself.
Nuremberg was kind of weird, though.
It is a strange, probably illegal trial.
Well, it was definitely illegal.
All right, more coming up here in moments. You can join us. Hour 2's on the way. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson.
The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.